What do you do to adopt a church sex offender policy? Stay tuned.
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs Jr.
Paul is a pastor from Virginia, and he welcomed a new visitor at the church one Sunday. The visitor stated to pastor that he had recently been released from prison and told him it was for drug-related charges. Upon further investigation, however, the pastor discovered that the visitor had actually been imprisoned on sex abuse charges, making him a registered sex offender. Pastor was concerned for the safety of the congregation due to the visitor's sex offender status. Unsure of what to do, the pastor called us at the Christian Law Association, where our attorneys were able to advise him on how to adopt a written sex offender policy for their ministry. This is something now that is becoming critical. If you have questions about this, be sure you call. We want to show compassion to people whose lives have been hurt, compassion to people who've made horrific mistakes but now want to do right things with God. But we must protect children in the ministry.
Call the Christian Law Association 24 hours a day for legal support. Call 888-252-1969. 888-252-1969.
And we're now about, we'll call it 9 minutes after noon on a beautiful Thursday. And I don't know, it's hard to believe we're already 12 days into the month of May. But we are. And is it, it was April showers bring May flowers. And May showers bring maybe a relief from the pollen and allergies. I don't know, we'll come up with something. Well, hope you're having a good day, and thank you for letting us be a part of it. And if you've got some time, we would count it a real joy to have you with us for this next few minutes that we call Swap Shop. And I invite you, if you've got an item that you're looking to buy, sell, maybe trade something, lost and found announcement that you need put out there. Maybe you're planning a garage, yard sale, flea market, estate sale, or you're a business and you're looking to hire folks. Everything I just mentioned fits in Swap Shop. And we do have a couple of ways that you can reach us. You can always give us a call, 828-884-9427. You are welcome to email wgcr@icloud.com. Or you can find us online at wgcr.net. Just know if you use our website, it will probably start the following day because it takes a little while to get through the security features in our network. Taking us to Swap Shop time, was thinking about this song earlier. It's the Mylan Hayes family, Overwhelming.
You told me in your word how you are working all things for the good of those who will only believe. Every good and perfect gift comes straight from your hands. So remind me, Lord, of this when I need to hear it again, that you are good and you are holy, working all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My trusting in but you're still good and you are holy, working all things for your glory. Sometimes I can't even comprehend how you are moving and you're working. My problems you are solving. I don't even know just to it's overwhelming.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. The horrors of a husband who was killed in World War II while she was taken captive in a POW camp run by the Japanese, darling Deborah Rose never allowed her captors to see her cry. She reserved that for the private moments in her confinement. It was there she heard God say, "My grace is sufficient for thee." 2 weeks before being brought to this horrible prison, the Lord laid on her heart to memorize a poem written by Annie Johnson Flint. It brought great comfort to her during her captivity. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and he giveth and he giveth again. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
and with that familiar theme as I hit my microphone, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
Welcome to Thursday.
How is it that some days where the headphones are hotter and...
You need more?
No, I need less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Bulging your eyeballs there.
Yeah, no, that's a lot better.
Yeah, your individual thing up here on the box was cranked up a little bit.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Oh. There we go.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes electronics, they just mind boggle me. I always said to everybody, you know, every time you have a squeal or something in the sanctuary at the church, if the devil can get into the airwaves, he'll conquer them for sure.
Oh, you know.
Because every time you turn around, it's just something with electronics. But such is the life.
It happens.
One of those necessary things, I guess.
It is. I always say they're great when they're working, but man, when they're not.
Boy.
It's really bad, but we pray you've had everything is working good and fine and dandy on this Thursday, and we got 70 degrees, heading toward around 75.
Yeah, it's going to be a very comfortable, nice day. Yeah, a lot more clouds out there, I'm looking outside, than we've had over the last couple of days, so I think the difference is that these clouds are coming in out of the northeast.
And that's kind of unusual.
And that's unusual because of why? This particular low, which has been setting off the coast of the eastern United States, is set there for about a week.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, it's in that counterclockwise rotation, which has brought severe coastal flooding and wind damage all along the eastern seaboard.
Did I hear or read that like two homes on the coast of the Carolinas
have actually washed out, destroyed. Yeah, I think there was a third one that was in danger of going in last night or sometime this morning. So again, because there's so much beach erosion going on with this system, the winds, it's driving the water, the ocean water inland. Of course, the tides have been high, and then you add the wind on top of that. Yeah. So a lot of folks being affected all the way up and down the eastern seaboard, and it's driving these clouds and the wind direction. Last time I heard of we getting winds out of the northeast, that's in the forecast. It's like, what? The winds out of the northeast and going to be gusting later on today, which is going to usher in some possible showers coming in from the opposite direction than what we normally get them.
Yeah, this is just kind of completely backwards from the majority of systems that we see move in.
Yeah.
And we do have rain coming in should be in probably sometime tomorrow, if not even late tonight. We'll kind of see about that. But we have that chance of showers going to stay with us actually through Monday.
Yep.
And I'm not saying it's going to rain solid, you know, for 5 days, but keep the umbrella handy.
Yeah.
And if you've got outdoor plans, maybe have a plan B.
Yeah.
Or have hot dogs because they work in the rain.
Well, you know, a lot of the local stations, you know, their weather programs, they call them, I think one place calls them warn days, the other place, you know, alert days.
Yeah.
You know, and usually when they have the enhanced weather events, they'll let folks know. But they're, again, not calling it to be a washout. They're not calling it for that. So it's going to be a mix of sun and clouds and maybe even a rumble of thunder rolling through the weekend.
We're in that time of year.
Yeah, for sure.
So just we'll take what we get and try to be thankful for it.
Absolutely.
I want to send out happy birthday wishes today, this 12th of May, to little Miss Halen Collins.
Oh, yeah.
I believe she turns one today.
1 year old today. That's right.
And that's the day for Brother Bradley and Miss Jennifer, just in case you didn't get the memo, that you usually get to put them like in a high chair somewhere, you know, secure them, and then just give them cake and let them go.
You just got to let it go.
No, just hands and keep the camera ready.
Yeah, the thing, you know, all those times, you know, when they in that first year, you're wanting to, you know, whenever they spit up or whatever they got stuff on them, you're always changing them, you're always wiping them down, you're always doing something. Yeah. Today, little Halen, you get to be free.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Just smash your face into the cake and let it get all over you. And, of course, Brother Bradley is probably going to call us in a minute and say, listen here, no, let her have her fun.
It's a rite of passage that first year.
Yeah.
They get the cake.
That is
And then Miss Darlene Fanning. You probably need to use a fork, Miss Darlene, if you have cake today. But if not, you can use your fingers too.
Why not?
Happy birthday to one of the sweetest ladies I know. God bless you, Miss Darlene. I hope and pray you have a great day.
Absolutely.
And salutes today. Also, give a shout out to Alexia Whittemore, graduating.
That is right.
That's hard to believe.
That's unbelievable. We were sitting here looking at pictures earlier way back in the day. Yeah, we say way back in the day, but you know, it's just been a short time ago.
Just the other day. I know. Yeah. But time flies when you're having fun, and well, it just flies when you get older.
Yep.
Remember that Saturday is the Stamp Out Hunger food drive, and that's the one day that you're encouraged to put things in your mailbox. And the things that you need to put in your mailbox are non-perishable end-date food items that are not in glass jars.
Okay.
I think that was everything.
Yep.
And so we just want to remind folks again that that's going on this Saturday, and then the food that they collect in turn will be distributed to local food banks, pantries, shelters, and area churches as well.
Very good.
So,
yeah.
You see, don't donate open items, and also don't donate homemade items.
Right.
And then if it's in a glass container.
So yeah, and if it won't fit in your mailbox, you can set it outside your mailbox. Just make it to where the mail carrier can get it.
Yeah.
You know, relatively easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're pulling right up to the box, and they're having a hard time anyway trying to. I know these rural routes can get pretty rough on some of these drivers.
Great.
You know, trying to get stuff in mailboxes, and so again, make it easy for them. Tie up those little plastic grocery bags and make sure that they can grab them. If you have to double bag it or something, that way they don't have to be scrounging around trying to pick up anything.
And for us as motorists, if we're out, you know, during the mail route time, let's be patient. Going to take them a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So give them a little extra room.
Yeah, for sure.
Give them a little bit extra.
Okay.
Let's see. Also coming up this weekend, I don't know if the weather's going to cooperate or not.
Yeah.
But it is the, our celestial, let's see, where are we going? Lunar eclipse. That's where I was trying to get. It's going to be a total lunar eclipse visible across North and South America this Sunday night.
Okay.
It will begin when the Earth's shadow appears on the moon at 10:27 Sunday night.
Okay.
And it will take it about an hour to complete its creep across the moon.
Yeah. So if we don't have any clouds, you might be able to see it.
Yeah. They said it will take like 84 minutes.
Wow. It is kind of neat to watch.
Yeah.
The good thing is you don't have to wear those fancy sunglasses to watch it.
A lunar
eclipse, you don't have to. You can,
right.
You know, obviously, it's at nighttime. But the fact is you can kind of, you can if you got a good telescope, it really, or even a good pair of binoculars.
Yeah, I've got a telescope.
You can watch it really, really cool.
Try.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and they say they added binoculars or a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
It will help enhance the view. And remember, the total eclipse that everybody was nuts that day, and you had to buy glasses or wear the welding mask, and there was like a gazillion people that came into our area because we were one of the prime viewing spots. And I think Perry, Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute, I think they had a lot going on with that too.
Yep.
But this is the first of two lunar eclipses that we will experience this year.
Okay.
Yeah. November 8th will be the next one.
Very good.
So Sunday night, 10:27.
All righty.
Don't know if the weather's going to cooperate or not.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Fishing. You like to fish.
I love it.
Yep. You're a fisherman.
I haven't got a chance to go yet, but I love it.
Hopefully soon.
Yep.
Well, the Pisgah National Forest is going to be sponsoring a series of kids' fishing days.
All right.
And the first one that's open to the public is this Saturday. And these events will allow children 12 years and younger to fish for free.
Cool.
Okay.
Well,
help me understand, because if you're under 16, you don't have to have a license?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Maybe it's at paying places, like Lake Powhatan. Am I saying that right? I always
There is a parking fee that you have to pay, or an entrance fee to get into Lake Powhatan. So, but I'm not. If you're under 16 years old and you have a licensed fisherman with you, okay, then you're allowed to fish. You know, you have to have a someone over 16 has to have a license, and then under 16, as long as you're with them, you can fish.
I guess I'm just wondering, you know, when they say it's free, it's kind of free anyway, but maybe I'm missing something. I do see that they will be providing free fishing assistance, and they will even loan out equipment, like fishing poles. So I'm guessing maybe that's part of it.
Yeah,
and what you have to do, again, no license is required. Ah, here you go. No license is required for children or their chaperones.
Okay, there's the free part. There's the free part.
Because earlier, I was not getting it.
I wasn't either.
So they say when you get to the location, you can register there. And this coming weekend, it's up in the Grandfather District at Boone Fork Pond.
Boone Fork Pond. Okay.
June 4th. Now, that's more kind of an our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
June 4th will be at Lake Powhatan.
Okay. Yeah.
There in the Pisgah Ranger District.
Yep.
That is over not far from the Arboretum.
Yeah, you just go through the red light, go up the hill. If you're coming from this side of town, just go up the hill. It's on your left. You'll turn left onto that road.
You pass the Arboretum where you get on the parkway.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the church that's on the opposite side?
That's built. That used to be the old. It used to be the old Biltmore Baptist Church before they moved.
And what's the name of it now? I can't think of that.
It just escapes me now.
577-1296. Yeah, somebody listening can text that to us.
Yeah.
But that's June 4th. That's going to be a little closer.
Yeah.
And the catch there is that, again, kids 12 and under and your chaperone, no license, and they're going to be loaning out fishing poles, and they'll be helping you, I think, with all the aspects. So there you have it. Well, North Carolina didn't want to be left out with all the earthquake stuff. So Catawba had an earthquake yesterday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, the 2.2 magnitude occurred just before 12:45 a.m., so that's 12:45 in the morning, near Catawba. There's been 7 earthquakes in Elgin, South Carolina, which is just outside of Columbia, in 48 hours. Less than 48 hours, they had 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here we go. So we talked about yesterday, you know, this strange things happening in these days for sure. I mean, I guess technology has gotten so enhanced that, you know, used to we just think it may be a passing vehicle.
Yeah.
And now these with all these reporting stations and seismographs and all these things, the reporting is much more enhanced, I imagine, now. So that's why it's making news. And we hear about it a lot more often. Bent Creek, I said Biltmore, my bad. It is the Bent Creek Baptist Church. My apologies to the dear folks there. Bent Creek Baptist Church is where that is the church that's there. And then their old building is up the street from it on the right. That's I was in the wrong location.
So if I'm going out 191 or Haywood Road, whichever name you want to give it, it'll be on your right, and you'll see the road. There's a stoplight there, isn't there?
It's the road
for Lake Powhatan.
They may have put one in there. I haven't gone that way in a while. I know there's one at the hill to Arboretum there, but I'm not sure if it's on up there or not. Miss Karen says that's Wesley Branch Road.
Okay.
Yep. So
there you
have it. That's the name of the road, Wesley Branch Road.
Yeah. You mentioned something, and it's a thought that crossed my mind some time back. You said, you know, maybe we're just got more electronic monitoring, and so maybe before we had all these, but we just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me, but I've seen a great increase in the number of teens that they're looking for, you know, missing or endangered children, or seniors, you know, or people with the silver alerts. Maybe it's somebody who has a cognitive impairment that their family's worried about. And I'm just wondering, do you think that because of all the social media info that's out there, that's kind of increased, or have we just seen a
It's probably twofold, I would think. I think, you know, given what's been going on in our country over the last couple of years, we've not only seen, stress levels and all those kind of factors that have played such a terrible role in the lives of individuals involving, you know, teens going missing, trying to find their way, trying to find solutions to whatever their problems are. And then, of course, a lot of our older folks who have been really, to be honest, they've been shut up in home. I think their ability most of the time, if you as an older person, if you stay active, if you stay, and it's been proven, mm-hmm. folks who actively participate in events and engage in conversation and group activity and all those things tend to do better. Yeah. But what happened was COVID came, it locked all of our seniors down, and a lot of that played a very big role in the mental health of those folks. And so now you're seeing a lot more reports of those, like you said, the silver alerts, the young people. Yeah. And the good thing is that we do have instantaneous social media from a good point of view, being able to get the info out fast mm-hmm. to where those folks can be located. We were reading a story I've been reporting on it the last couple of days of a family had come from Texas to a graduation here in Asheville. They had traveled from Texas to come participate or be a part of graduation ceremonies somewhere in Asheville. Mm-hmm. The mother was traveling with her mentally impaired son. Mm-hmm. Well, over the weekend, he went missing. Mm-hmm. And it was less than 24 hours, but thankfully, the Lord had that Asheville City police officer on patrol, found the young man walking down the street on the sidewalk in less than 24 hours because the word got out. The news came. I reported it. I think it was on today's, it was Tuesday mm-hmm. evening. Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, they found him. Unharmed, nothing wrong. But there is a good side to getting the information quickly. But on the other hand, we hear a lot more about it now.
Yeah.
And probably is a bigger problem than we ever realized down through the years. So
there's just more avenues where the word gets out. And, you know, I'm also reminded recently about the great responsibility and the workload, and I don't really know a better mm-hmm. way to say it, that caregivers have every single day.
Yeah.
There was a little lady in our community on Saturday, I guess it was Saturday, we were sitting at the dinner table, and I happened to see a lady just walking by because we had our blinds up. No, but you know, we have people walk and bike and all kinds, you know, so I didn't really think a whole lot about it. But come to find out, she had a cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's or dementia, mm-hmm. and she had wandered off.
Oh my.
And they were looking for her till late in the night, early in the morning. A big crew showed up, but you know, to the caregivers, her family, they were up and down the road and knocking on doors, and you just sometimes you're just reminded of what they face every single day.
Right.
And we need to pray for them. And if you know somebody, maybe in your church that's a caregiver like that, or mm-hmm. in your neighborhood, maybe you could offer to say, hey, if nothing else, I can bring over a meal for you.
Sure.
Help you out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so important. The way we get our news today and the information network is, it's so, like we said, instantaneous, and mm-hmm. thankfully we have some positive outcomes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, there is an unfavorable outcome, and it's just so sad. But right now, it's just like the war in Ukraine. Mm. To see the instantaneous reports coming out of there. And what's going on, which used to, back in previous wars, would take days, you know, and oftentimes wouldn't hear a lot about what's going on. I remember whenever I was on active duty, the Somali incident happened, and when we were going to go in and rescue those that had went down with the helicopter, we were so appalled in that moment. Because our guys are supposed to have been coming in under the cover of darkness to try to retrieve our downed service members mm-hmm. in the city, were greeted by reporters on the beach.
You're kidding.
Our SEALs were greeted by reporters and filming instantaneously. That's why we had such great difficulty, and many servicemen were lost because of the instantaneous access of the information. And of course, ushering in what we now call, you know, the social media age.
Yeah.
And so it does have its downsides. There's
it
no question
that.
About
yeah.
it. And it really hampered, you know, the efforts in
so
that
did
day.
Did it get leaked? And
it
they...
was in, no. It was like live video.
How,
you know,
I was
and
wondering
it was,
how the reporters
and it
found
came
out about it.
Yeah, somehow the news. Obviously, there was a plan to try to to retrieve our service members,
mm-hmm.
and it was in the works. And somehow it either got leaked or somehow, but to be able to do that and report it live.
Mm.
It did hamper efforts. And so we got instantaneous news in that particular instance. And that's why we're seeing a lot of this being propagated around the world. It's like a wildfire.
Mm.
It, you know, you have something going on here, but when the next little town over hears something about it, then this, you know, this incident, you know, gets bigger. And the next thing, that's what happened last summer with the riots and all those
yep,
kind of things.
True.
It was
yep.
propagated by the media, instantaneous reports.
Yeah.
And it was like a fever. Am I on a rant?
No,
but
you're good.
But
you're,
but what
it's
I'm,
right.
it, there's such a great responsibility. And I think it's so important. And you and I and all of us here, we take that responsibility. It's very, very serious to make sure that we tell the right story and make sure we get the right information yeah. out to folks and do it honestly, but with great caution.
You have to.
You have to. It's imprudent. It's imperative
yeah.
That we do that because, you know, when you gain the public's trust over the years, and there's a lot of folks who trust in that, and we need to be good stewards of that, for
and
sure.
Don't take that lightly
no.
in any form or fashion. And you know, something that I'm always very cautious, and I try to watch and choose our words carefully.
Absolutely.
I think we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, say, a school issue, anything dealing with children,
yeah. Yeah.
whether it's something out of school or whether it's a bus accident or anything like that, because you think, okay, if I was a parent on the other end of the radio signal and I heard something, what it could do.
Yeah.
And the repercussions of that, you know, creating more of a panic.
Yeah.
You know, even when we talk about winter weather.
Oh, yes.
Or storms that are coming through, you try to present the information, but also you don't want to incite panic.
Yeah. I mean, it's like yesterday, a huge bus accident down in Charlotte.
Yes,
it was. Yes. Can you imagine now as a parent, knowing you just put your child on that bus and you know where the accident happened and they hit head on
yeah.
a dump truck?
Mm.
I mean, yeah. I know as a parent, as a grandparent, I'd be losing my mind.
Yeah.
And same thing with school incidences and all this stuff involving shootings and guns and threats and all that.
Yeah.
It's very, very serious
yeah.
when these kind of things come. And so I can just imagine what was going through those parents' mind, but imagine now the scene.
Yeah.
And I've rolled up on some mass casualty incidents before, mm. and it's very chaotic in the beginning enough, much less trying to deal with the instantaneous availability of the news
yeah.
getting out so fast.
Yeah.
And again, we try to be, and hopefully can be, good stewards with the information that we pass along and again maintain the public's trust
yeah.
and not try to incite any panic or no. fear, but to help bring comfort and give solution
yeah.
To what's going on and
yeah.
give everybody the best resources we can.
There's a balance there.
Yep.
You know, there's a balance.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Sometimes, you know, finding that it can be a little, interesting.
You don't
times.
Want to be a sensationalist. That's the problem. That's the word
there
I think.
You go.
That's a good word for
yep.
it. You know, you try not to be. We try to be informative, but the idea of being a sensationalist,
yeah.
trying to, you know, overhype a
yeah.
lot of things whenever cooler heads can prevail.
Which is what you need in situations
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
So you want to respond and not react.
Yeah.
And that balance,
that's a good balance
is a hard time sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, looking at area roadways for this afternoon here, let me see if I can get the right controller. We're still watching the Pisgah Forest roundabout, and traffic seems to be flowing pretty good through there. I'm still showing May 20th.
Yeah.
And they are making progress. I was through there just a day or so ago, and you can see they're in the putting back phase, or at least it's what it looks like. 26, we've got a little bit of a slowdown over around Long Shoals.
Yeah.
It's just construction, I'm guessing. Wow, we look at I-40. Mm. Mercy. Mm. We've got the Harmon's Den road closure there on 40, both directions. They're replacing the bridge. But, man, you are backed up today. So if you are especially going to Tennessee, if you're traveling westbound, bless you.
Oh boy,
that's a long backup right there, and I don't know. It's not showing any accident. Well, let me zoom in close. No, I'm not seeing an accident, but it is back. Well, I do see an accident. There you go.
Is it in there?
It's in there now.
Oh man,
and it is. Yeah, right along is the when you run parallel to the river through there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in that, probably a couple miles past the rest area.
Yep.
So you have got an accident, so that is complicating and slowing things down even more.
Right.
So be careful, and you may want to try just running Future 26 and grabbing 81.
That's your best bet. I mean, you can try, you know, again, you know, I wouldn't take a tractor trailer, obviously, because they won't let you.
Yeah.
But if you're up for a nice scenic route, you can take 25, go all the way up to Hot Springs and cut over go through Del Rio over to Newport. That's a nice little run.
It is.
It is pretty.
It's curvy, though.
But, yeah, if you don't get car sick, you're good to go. But, I mean,
same thing 441, right? It's curvy. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty and it's curvy. But, you know, you can go over that way as well and cut over. You can take 19 and take 441 up to, you know, and go up through and go into Gatlinburg that way.
Yeah.
And but then again, pack some lunch and some patience.
Yeah, I'd pack lunch anyway, and be just know that the Harmon's Den, let me see. Are they still saying? Yeah, they're still saying the 20th on it as well.
Right.
So got another while.
And out here in front of us, they've moved on, actually. They're almost down next to the Brevard Academy, but they're trimming the right-of-ways on 64. And they're having to alternate lanes because they're cutting some big limbs down into the road and cleaning it up. So if you run into stop traffic on Highway 64, just past the Enon Baptist Church between there and the Brevard Academy is where they're working today.
Yeah.
So be advised of that. And be patient, too, because they're having to clean these right-of-ways out. Looking good.
It does look good.
And cleaning up these power lines because, you know, and a lot of people say, why are they having to do that? We love the, you know, and there's those nice roads that you get to ride under with those low-hanging limbs. And, you know, you get to enjoy that up on the parkway and places like that. But people don't enjoy it whenever they come down on the power lines.
No.
And so they have to keep these right-of-ways open, keep the roadways open, number one, keep the right-of-ways for the power lines open, number two. So wintertime will come back, and we don't enjoy being without power.
No, and they're doing the major arteries. You know, 64 is a heavily traveled road.
Yeah.
So they're hitting those, and I appreciate the great job they're doing. But they are pulling down some limbs. They have got a piece of machinery that is insane.
Yeah, that's I like that thing.
The arm on this piece of machinery is. I'm terrible. 100 feet, maybe, or so.
I would probably think you could at least go at maybe at least 75 feet with that thing. It's got a big giant saw blade on the end of it. It articulates at the base. You can rotate just like a crane.
And the guy's in there running it.
And it self-levels itself, and he's just having. I mean, if you're gonna be a saw man, that would be the one way to do it. Just ride along cutting limbs off.
Yeah, and it cuts through those limbs like butter.
Oh,
when
you
watch it driving by and you're seeing them fall. So
I got to see one of the. I got to see one of those one time, but it hangs from a helicopter. Have you ever seen one of those?
Mm-mm.
They do that. They do a lot of these up north. They fly along the power line out right of ways, but it's
helicopter?
Multiple blades. It hangs from a helicopter. It has multiple spinning blades, and they fly up both sides of the power lines, cutting off the limbs, and they just fall to the ground, you know, mostly in rural areas where you can't get this kind of vehicle to. But it just hangs from the helicopter, and they operate it from inside the helicopter. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen. It's multiple spinning blades, and it cuts limbs off trees next to the power lines. Now, my thing is if that thing went haywire and decided to get into a power line, but that's some. I'm sure whoever drives that or flies that, I should say, that's a pretty, probably a big price tag job, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you get paid heftily for that. Wow. I can imagine.
Yeah. Great. Yep. Day in the morning. All righty.
All right.
Well, let's get into Swap Shop items for our Thursday here. 828-884-9427 if you have an item for us.
Here is some free logs to cut up for firewood. They're about 4 foot long. 883-3915. 883-3915.
Let me grab the wrong mouse here. Yard sale. It's to help an individual who had a car accident. And this is coming up. The special benefit sale will be at Mount Gilead Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. That's off Highway 191 at 56 Mount Gilead Church Road in Mills River. And you can see it just sits right off of the highway there. And it's going to be this Saturday from 8 to noon, again, at the Mount Gilead Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, a benefit yard sale to help an individual who had a car accident.
All right. Here is this is a grandma in search of a toolbox for her grandson's pickup truck. That's the backstory for that.
Okay.
Anyway, they're in search of a toolbox that'll fit a Ford Ranger pickup. The smaller ones, 577-5663, 577-5663.
Two replica antique cabinets. They're $300 each, or you can get both of them for $500. And call, and she'll be glad to explain to you get the makeup of the cabinets. Two numbers, 606-407-8315 or 828-884-5908. Again, 606-407-8315 or 828-884-5908.
Here's someone in search of a side-by-side style refrigerator. 884-6321, 884-6321. 21.
A yard sale coming up at the Balsam Grove Community Center this Saturday from 8 to 2. Glassware, linens, light fixtures, half price. They've got tomato and pepper plants for sale. Also, a market fair will be held in the brick building. And this is going to be this Saturday from 8 to 2. And again, multiple vendors and food available as well. It's at the Balsam Grove Community Center.
Here's for sale a portable PowerMate 5,000-watt generator for $400. 862-4214, 862-4214.
I'm going to grab a couple here that benefit yard sale and other things. I believe they're having a yard sale, but it's a big day this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and this will benefit Jacob Jones and his family. It's going to be at the Lake Toksui Community Center, and you may recognize that name. He was on our prayer list for several months as he spent nearly 3 months in the hospital with COVID pneumonia, and a big part of that, he was on a ventilator. Mm. And thankful that God spared his life. He's got a long road of recovery ahead, and they're doing this to try to help him and his family out. If you need more information, 828-384-6608. Again, 384-6608.
Here's a free garden for anyone who wants to keep it up. 877-4648. 877-4648.
The Boiling Springs Baptist Church is holding a yard sale and craft sale this Saturday from 8 to 2. You'll find them at 1291 Fanning Bridge Road in Fletcher. Again, that's at the Boiling Springs Baptist Church this Saturday from 8 to 2.
Here's a yard sale flea market paradise with over 2 truckloads of stuff for sale. Come and get it all for $300. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm just all messed up on this one. Let me start over. A yard sale, flea market paradise, over 2 truckloads of stuff for sale. You can have it all for $300. It includes 2 desks, a table, bookcase, small appliances, and lots of stuff. For more information, 275-3830, 275-3830.
And this one was called in just before Swap Shop. We have some folks that are looking for a corn grinder. They've got some members of their family that the gluten bothers, so they're looking to grind their corn into cornmeal.
Okay.
So again, looking for a corn grinder, 577-9235. 577-9235.
A garage-kept snapper riding mower comes with the bag and the wagon bagger for $400. 577-6747, 577-6747.
Garage kept snapper
That's
riding
me.
Mower.
That's
that
me.
You?
I just read that.
Oh,
one.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
I looked away and came back.
Yeah.
Brother Mike Rogers and the folks at Michael J. Rogers Masonry have job openings. They're looking for brick masons, stone masons, and laborers, entry level or experienced. Benefits include health insurance, supplemental insurance, paid vacation, quarterly safety bonuses, and an annual Christmas bonus. You can apply online at rogersmasonry.com, or you can call 424-7820. Again, rogersmasonry.com or call 424-7820.
Here's for sale a new Roper brand clothes dryer. It's $250. If no answer, please leave a message at 862-4214-862-4214.
A 1989 Suzuki Sidekick. This is a small SUV. It has a 1.6-liter engine. It runs good. They're at, for more information, give them a call. 556-0183. 556-0183.
All right, yeah.
I think that's going to do it for our items in Swap Shop.
Yeah.
And we'll tomorrow, it being Friday, we'll take a look at all the meetings that are coming up for the weekend or those that are going to be starting next week. And again, I think we've given you all the yard sales that we had in there.
I think so.
And we invite folks, if you've got an announcement, whether you're looking something on Swap Shop or if you've got something going on for the community, we'll put that in Carolina Calendar as well. And an easy way to reach us is by email. That is wgcr@icloud.com.
Yep, for sure. And we'll be happy to get that in there for
you. Let's see. I'm going to grab a song here if I can. It's hard to talk and try to give my alphabet in my head.
I can talk.
I got it here.
You got it. Okay.
I did. I think we got enough time to get this song from the Powell family.
Yeah.
A song entitled, My Lord is Coming.
All righty.
Have a great afternoon.
All right. Take care.
Closer to the greatest event this world's ever known. He's coming when Christ shall return again to claim his own. He's coming, my Lord is coming. To watch and pray.